Today is Monday, May 6th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to break out those shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I have Quince. Quince has helped me build a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. And now that it's almost summer, their European linen pants and shorts have been my go-to for comfort and style. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. After signs that Hamas and Israel were close to reaching an agreement on a ceasefire and hostage exchange, talks fell apart in Cairo yesterday. Israel now promises that its incursion into Rafah will start in the, quote, very near future, as well as other places across all of Gaza. Meanwhile, Hamas claimed responsibility for firing rockets at the Kerem Shalom border, which is one of the few crossings where humanitarian aid is able to enter Gaza. And now that crossing is closed to humanitarian aid shipments following the attack. This comes as a UN aid official classified the situation in Gaza as a full-blown famine. Also yesterday, Israel's government took an unprecedented step and ordered the local offices of Al Jazeera's news network to close after Netanyahu's cabinet voted to approve the closure. The Israeli government also confiscated the network's broadcast equipment, and the channel was removed from Israel's main cable and satellite providers hours later, though it is reportedly still operating in Gaza and the West Bank. Benjamin Netanyahu accompanied the order, which was enabled by a law passed by his parliamentary majority last month, with a statement that said, quote, Al Jazeera reporters harmed Israel's security and incited against soldiers. It's time to remove the Hamas mouthpiece from our country. The U.S. also took an unprecedented step last week and put on hold a shipment of U.S.-made ammunition to Israel. The White House, Pentagon, and State Department all declined to comment or did not respond to questions, though two Israeli sources told Axios that the incident set off alarm bells inside the government as they scrambled to figure out why the shipment was being held. I can think of at least a few possibilities. We have another coup beat today, but surprise, Defendant Donald is not the main character for this brief moment. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott was asked on Meet the Press yesterday whether he would accept the results of the 2024 election, regardless of who wins, and he would not answer the question directly. Instead, he said, quote, at the end of the day, the 47th president of the United States will be Donald Trump. When asked again to answer yes or no to accepting the 2024 election results, he said, quote, that is my statement. Sounds to me like Senator Tim Scott just aced his vice presidential audition. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar was named, along with his wife, in a federal indictment that was unsealed on Friday, which alleged that they both accepted $600,000 worth of bribes from an oil company controlled by Azerbaijan's government, as well as a bank that's headquartered in Mexico. How very Menendez family of them. As a co-chair of the Congressional Azerbaijan Caucus, a plum job, I'm sure, Representative Cuellar promised to influence legislation related to the country's conflict with its neighbor Armenia and to deliver a pro-Azerbaijan speech on the House floor. That would have made for some interesting SponCon. Regarding the Mexican bank, he promised them that he would pressure executive branch officials to back off money laundering enforcement that hurts the bank's financial interests, and that he would support legislation to block regulation on the payday lending industry. Real man of the people over here. In the indictment document, Cuellar and his wife were accused of setting up front companies with both the bank and the Azerbaijan government and entering into sham contracts through those companies. In total, they face 14 charges, including money laundering, wire fraud, acting as foreign agents without registering, and conspiracy to commit bribery of a federal official. Both were taken into custody on Friday morning, but were released after they each posted a $100,000 unsecured bond, which they only have to pay if they violate the terms of their release. I think it's worth mentioning that Cuellar is running for re-election in November. He maintains his innocence and says that he expects to keep his seat. It's hard to fathom where he could have gotten the impression that lawmakers are above the law. For our final story, we have a scary weather report. Severe flooding around Houston, Texas this weekend left 11 million residents of Texas and Oklahoma under flood warnings and necessitated the rescue of over 400 people from their homes, rooftops, and roads. And this week, over 40 million people are under severe storm warnings, as the National Weather Service is forecasting severe weather, including tornadoes, hail, flooding, and high winds, across the central United States, the Plains, and the Ohio River Valley between today and Wednesday. And that's me with the weather. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our partner, Quince. The weather's getting warmer, and it's time to break out those shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I have Quince. Quince has helped me build a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. And now that it's almost summer, their European linen pants and shorts have been my go-to for comfort and style. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.